When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Tennessee Byway. One arm on the wheel.
Welcome back to the show. We are the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan. Fish and EB. You can also listen to us on Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team. It is time to talk to our boy, Brian Robinson Jr. He's always presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit MStreetBank.com for more information. B. Rob, what's up, bro?
Yo, morning. How we doing?
Hey, good.
How you doing, man? Man, that got a little tight down in New Orleans in the last couple minutes. They changed quarterbacks. They went to Rattler. He made it a little bit more interesting. Just kind of give us your breakdown on the game, and especially how it ended.
Just another example of, I think, we just allowed them to hang around too much in the game. You know, we didn't, you know, pull away when we had the opportunity to, and we just allowed them to just gain that confidence to just, you know, make the comeback they made. You know, they rallied off the quarterback that they subbed in, you know, which I definitely think he came in and made an immediate impact. And, you know, like I said, we just allowed them to just stick around for too long, and then they definitely made it interesting for us on the end of the game. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, where I feel like we got to just pull away early and just go ahead and just, you know, kill their confidence to where they don't feel like they can just be one or two scores away from tying or winning the game, you know. So
did you know, did you or any other guys on the sideline know the controversy when they stopped the referee stopped the clock after the first down, you know, late when they got down? Did you guys even know that happened?
We pay attention to everything. See everything. So like we noticed as soon as that happened, how the clock stopped, and you know it was stopped for at least 3 to 4 seconds.
Right.
You know, that definitely would have made a difference, you know, trying to attempt that last play. And I'm just shocked that they didn't, you know, do anything about it. You know, it was, you know, pretty obvious. But, you know, I can't control that.
Well, you got the win anyway, right?
What was it like for you? You know, you guys tried to stay dedicated to the run. I mean, you got a bunch of carries. I don't have your stats in front of me, but I feel like, did you have like 21 carries, something like that? So they were trying to pound the ball. Now, you didn't have a starting center, didn't have Tyler in there. Did that make a difference? What was it like for you?
I think we didn't you know, get off on our best foot, you know, in our run game. You know, mm-hmm. we started off very, very slow and allowed their front to, you know, gain confidence as well. And they played very, you know, hats off to, you know, the Saints front and how they, you know, they played and, you know, they played hard, they played tough. But they had a lot of gap discipline and they, you know, they did the things that they were supposed to do to, you know, have success. And we didn't do the things that we needed to do to have, like, great success, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. But you guys were so close, though. Like, so close.
Yeah. Like, that's how our run game is. Like, we are literally always there, like, one block, one step away from, you know, just, you know, springing, you know, bigger runs, of course. But, like I said, we just got to be on top of all our, you know, details so that we can just make our, you know, plays just come to life.
What has Cliff told you that they want to use you a little bit more in the passing game as well now that Austin is out with the concussion?
No, that's just part of the offense.
That's just part of the offense.
Like, okay. I expect to, you know, get work in the receiving game regardless, you know, if, you know, Austin is, you know, playing or not. You know, I still expect to, you know, catch passes or, you know, get some looks in the receiving game. So that's really not a big difference.
Right.
Obviously, it's more, you know, obviously I get, you know, more opportunities with Austin, you know, being available. But I'm always looking forward to, you know, getting receiving work.
What's can you give us a little insight as to what Jaden's like in the huddle, like in the heat of the moment? Because I've just been blown away at how much joy he seems to have when he's playing. You know, he's talking with the guys. The guys have a good hit on him or a good play on him, and he smacks him on the butt, and he's laughing. What's he like in the huddle, you know, with you guys?
He's the same way. You know, just same energy. You know, it's positive. You know, just want to play the next play. You know, he's always positive. You know, that's good. You know, regardless of
right.
you know, anything that happens in the game, it doesn't really matter. I like the fact that, you know, he shakes it off and he continues to stay positive, you know, because as our quarterback, you know, as our leader, you know, it starts with him and his energy and, you know, what he brings to the field. And, you know, we all got to, you know, just get on page.
Yeah, and Terry has that positive energy too, whether he's being targeted or not. And you guys definitely feed off of him. You know, J.P. Finley, a guy that covers the team for Monumental and for NBC4, and he does the middays here. He talked about, you know, Terry could have had 5 touchdowns last week. That game wouldn't even been close.
Right, and that just goes to show, like, he's just all literally just being him, you know, being himself all the time, you know, and he would have literally just had 5 touchdowns off just being himself, doing nothing, you know, out of the ordinary, just being himself and doing what he does, you know, what he could have, you know, easily pulled off a game like that. And I don't put it past him. You know, he's a great player. You know, he works hard. He's humble. You know, one of my favorite teammates.
He seems like a great dude.
So, Brian, Jaden was sacked 8 times. We kind of already talked about the offensive line. You know, Biotis being out certainly affected you guys. But can you kind of talk about that? It looked like a couple times Jaden, when they did the replay, the instant replay overhead, there were a couple guys open that he just didn't see. But most of the time, guys were just covered. So can you kind of talk about the sacks and why you think that happened?
I think he didn't really have much time. Maybe you know, things probably just broke down in front of him,
mm-hmm.
you know, too fast for his likeness, and him just knowing his skill set and being able to use his legs and having speed to get away and break the pocket and, you know, try to make something out of the play. So that's just who he is, you know, and I feel like, you know, the better, the more sharp our offensive line plays, and just all of us plays as a whole, it'll, you know, clear those pictures up for him to where he can, you know, go through his progressions, you know, just fluently.
Wait, have you noticed Marshawn, when he's been practicing with you, like, right away? Like, do you know, does his talent just jump out at you? Or is it little more subtle. I mean, they didn't even target him last week.
He was definitely a factor.
Right. So, you know, that should, you know, give you a great example of what type of player he is. Like, he keeps the side of the field quiet. So, you know, you don't really have to see him, you know, have, you know, much PBUs or, you know, just get too much of involved all the time in the game because they either are not going to target him or, you know, he just keeps the side of the field quiet. So, you know, respect to him, I guess, you know, quarterbacks and other players throughout the league respect him enough to not even target him or try him, you know, and that just goes to show what type of player he is. You know, he can lock down the whole side of the field and, you know, keep the whole side of the field quiet the whole game.
Right. So,
and whatever player is playing over him, obviously be a non-factor. So
he's legit. He's legit. Well, they're going to have to – he's got to have to make an impact this week. All right, let's talk about this game. We've kind of – you know, we talked about the Eagle game the last time you played them and in Philly, and we talked about their defense, a bunch of SEC guys on their defense, not guys you rooted for in college, a bunch of Georgia guys. You don't have to win this game, okay, because you can still kind of control your own destiny a little bit if you – even if you lose. But talk about the Eagles preparing for them, especially because of their defense, and how are you feeling? We don't know if Zach Ertz is going to play. We're not sure about Biadasz. I assume he'll be okay. But just talk about preparing for the Eagles' defense and going against them.
Well, honestly, they know us. We know them. Just going based off of first time we played, you know, we just got to control all of the controllables on our end and play our best ball. That's literally all that matters because, you know, based off the last game, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot, you know, multiple times, and, you know, we feel like we are the better team and we just got to go play better. You know, and when we prepare, you know, obviously we're going to do what we do, you know, and we're going to attack them. We're going to go right at them, you know, and we just got to literally, we got to execute better than they execute. It's going to be one of those type of games. You know, we just got to be on top of our game from start to finish. We can't, you know, come out playing around with them. We just got to go out there and handle our business. I feel like if we come out and we do that, we will get the win.
Mm. So does it bother you? I mean, you just strike me as a guy that doesn't care. I'll be honest. But, I mean, does it bother you when people say, oh, they haven't beaten a team with a winning record yet or that kind of thing? They're just beating up on bad teams. Like, does any of that stuff register with you or you just tune it out?
No, none of that stuff matters. We, you know, that don't matter. You know, winning is hard in this league regardless. It don't matter.
Right.
So, you know, we win games, you know, and some games, the games that we even lost were either by one score or just however it lost. Like, who cares about the record? Nobody cares, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to show up and play football on Sunday, you know, and the NFL has shown throughout numerous years that anybody can be beat on any Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be that team that's just, you know, just shows up to play, you know. So
do you pay attention to the playoff scenarios with the other NFC teams and their records and who has to win? And do you pay attention to that?
Kind of. Not too much. Like, I really don't try to get too much into the playoff picture right now, only because, like, we still got work to do right now.
Right.
You know,
right.
And if we handle our business now and do the work that we need to do, mm-hmm. then we will go to the playoffs. It's no then when it's time to prepare for them. But right now, we just got to handle these final weeks of the season to just build our team as strong as we can to just finish off this season so that we are ready for whoever they put in front of us first week of the playoffs.
Gotcha.
Brian, you're having, you know, kind of quietly having your best year. You got 8 touchdowns. You got over 700 yards. Yeah, I haven't hit that 1,000-yard mark yet, and it's hard the way the league is today. You know, so many two-back systems, et cetera. They try not to have guys carry too much of the load. Is that something? Is that a goal of yours? Would that, does that mean anything to you? Because you're about 295 away or so
from 1,000,
potentially having 1,000 yards this year.
Well, I could tell you right now, any ball player, receiver, running back, anybody, they want to go for 1,000 yards in the season. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a thing, you know. Obviously, it's a little tough, you know, missing five games and in the midst of, you know, just playing very well. So, you know, I'm still pushing, you know.
And you still got a crack at it. If you have a big one or two, definitely.
And I never put anything past myself. Like, I know I can do it.
Right.
You know, it's just, I just got to do it. I'm right where I need to be to do everything I want to do. And that's on me, you know, personally. So.
And it's also good for the next contract if you could put up 1,000 yards and put up 10 touchdowns, right? I mean, that's something to think about.
Oh, yeah. It's something definitely in the back of my head. You know, I just got to control what I can control, play the game as it comes. You know, winning is almost always more important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, maturing is realizing that, you know, after coming off a 4-13 season, you know, so. You know, winning is definitely the standard, you know. But mm-hmm. if I can also accomplish all of the things that I, you know, have set out for myself personally, that'll definitely be a plus, you know. But winning would always come first.
All right. Before we let you go, you're a Pizza Bullies guy. See you on the commercial with Jonathan. The Pizza Bullies question of the week. Pizza Bullies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bullies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bullies app for easy ordering. All right, B-Rob, question kind of diverting to college here. I want to get your opinion on this. Do you think Bill Belichick will be successful at North Carolina? I know that's a very general question. Success could be a bunch of different things, but do you think Bill Belichick will be successful at Carolina in the next 5 years? He signed a 5-year contract, $10 million a year.
I think he will be successful at North Carolina only because, you know, it's Belichick. His brand is off the charts. He'll have multiple people and resources, you know, connected to him and, you know, that wants to come and work with him and learn from him. Players that, you know, would probably drop anything for the experience to play under him. You know, so I feel like he'll give more of that effect back to college football to where he can have impact on players and not necessarily have to bribe them with all this money and stuff like that. He'll bribe them with more of an opportunity to learn him and his system so that he can have them set up for the next level. He'll bring more of that type of.
Would you consider playing for a guy like him if you were coming up? Just maybe take less money now, because like money's a big issue now for college kids, studs like you. Would you consider taking less to play for a guy like him?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It depends. You know, I'm not sure Belichick's my guy.
Right.
You know,
right.
But, yeah, I'm sure, you know, some kids will definitely, you know, make that decision, you know. And, you know, I can't really tell you what I would do and what I would want and what I would need for myself personally. But,
right.
You know, I feel like Belichick would definitely, like, impact a lot of people and players and coaches and staff members and just build a strong enough, you know, program to win some games, especially in the, you know, ACC, right?
Yep, for sure.
All right, Brian. Stay healthy this week. Good luck. And hopefully we're talking to you next week after a win against Philly. Snap their 10-game win streak.
That'd be a big one.
All right, bro.
Thank you, pal.
That's all good. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right. That's Brian Robinson, Jr. I love talking to him. All right, when we come back, we're going to switch to college football. There are some massive games, one on Friday night and three on Saturday. We'll talk to Chip Patterson from CBS. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.